The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
With the carnival season, our immune system and everything else has to be in tip-top shape. We'd like to welcome Candida Khan. Welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM. How are you?
Hi, morning. I'm excited to be here.
Good morning. Happy New Year to you as well. So we're talking nutrition and carnival. What should we, you know, take off the table one time? Let's do that so that you will feel a little better about, you know, the good stuff after. let's deal, you know, they say give me the bad news and the good news. Right, so let me start with the bad news first, and then we could end off with some good stuff.
Why is it bad news? It's not bad news.
Well, yeah, because you're going to tell me all the good things that I like, right? And I guess most Trinis like, you're going to tell us to not eat so it could be better for carnival.
No. But here's the thing, right? That is a good point, because a lot of people, I think, during this time, they don't focus on a healthy living mindset. They focus on results mindset. So they're all about doing this keto and intermittent fasting and whatever, South Beach diet and all these random things.
We have less than a month, to the season.
Yeah.
Only 2 days. Yeah. And I shouldn't say I. When I say I mean, you know, people who want to play mass, thinking, you know, a further 10 pounds or a further, you know, 15 would suffice. You know, because I have that kind of a costume to fit into, and I had to be looking, you know.
And that's what I mean. Oh God, if we want to lose weight and that amount, I always want us to at least start a little bit earlier, because you see, when you lose weight fast, I mean, yes, okay, you might get to fit in and all those things to your office, but in terms of your body's health, which is what, you know, I focus on, it actually does a lot of damage. And that's why people, you ever notice that after carnival, everybody's just like gain back the weight?
Yeah, or they go into a kind of a slump, meaning they, it's like, how to describe that, boy? It's like a high and then drop down to a low, because you're going back into the old habits.
That's true. But here's the thing, right? My goal is long-term sustainable results. So basically, with a healthy lifestyle, it's not like a short-term gimmick where you will gain back the weight or gain back any of the health issues you have. It's less about being restrictive and it's more about balancing. So like how some people do the intermittent fasting, I would say no. I want you to eat your breakfast. And then some people say, no, you can't eat roti fat. And I'm like, no, have your roti. What happened with a vegetable choker or something? Like, you know, it's all about creating a better balance and working around your preferences rather than trying to eliminate something.
So you're telling people to just do roti with the vegetables and not put, what is put in roti? Potato, chana, beef. What was the next one? Goat, duck, those things? Do you tell it? Are you serious?
No, you could put all that, right? But again, you just have to understand that you have to create a balance. So carbs, protein, veggies, very important for a healthy plate. So it's less about trying to eliminate and it's more about just trying to balance off what you like. So yeah, you could have your roti and thing, but you see, when you put roti and aloo together, that's just carbs and carbs. And some people eat that alone. So eating that alone is where the problem comes up. Like, you know, that's just potato and flour. So yes, in other words, that would be an unhealthy meal, because you just have carbs on carbs. So anybody who has high blood sugars or who worried about their sugar spikes, that will spike your sugars. There's no doubt about it, because it's carbs on carbs.
You know, you're simply saying that, right? But is there like a chemical reaction that you could probably explain that? Because when I think potato, I don't think carbs, you know? I just think you know, that's supposed to be... Because when you think carbs, you think sugar. And it's not a candy. It's not chocolate. It's a vegetable. And I've been told all my life vegetables are, you know, healthy for you. So can you explain... how it becomes, you know, not a, how it spikes the blood.
Right. That's a very good point, right? So what I focus on in terms of food groups is based on the nutritional value. So it's all about what is it being broken down into in your body based on the nutrients. So carbs, fats, and protein, vitamins, minerals, dietary fiber, right? So in terms of, okay, so for example, avocado could be a fruit of a tree, but it's a fat. It's classified as a fat.
You
right?
see?
Coconut is like technically it's a fruit of a tree, but the coconut meat is a fat. Coconut water is, you know, it's healthy water. It's basically very low calorie, doesn't have sugar, but it has sodium, potassium, phosphorus, like little minerals in it. So it's a hydrating liquid, which doesn't have much calories. But the coconut meat, the coconut jelly is fat. So again, it's less about, so tomatoes too, that's a huge controversial topic right there. Because everybody's like, no, tomato is a fruit. And I'm like, no, it is a vegetable. So again, it's less about how it's formed. Like, okay, it's a fruit of a tree, yes, but it's more about the nutritional value. How much calories does it have? What is the fiber content? What is the sugar content? All of that. So potato, back to potato and roti. Potato is actually a carb. So in other words, in the food groups, when you label where things go because of what it's made up of, flour, rice, bread, potato, ground provision. So all of that is carbs. So eating that alone together, when it's digested in your body, it's the same breakdown. It all comes back down to sugar, which is important for your brain and all your organs to function. Sugar is not the enemy, right? It's just that we don't have the right balances. And that is the problem. Sitting and eating a ton of sugar every day is not what I'm saying, right? But I mean, having the right combinations with all of the food groups is what will make and break a healthy lifestyle. And what will help you to not only get your carnivore body for carnivore, but maintain it for the rest of your life. Because when you create a healthy meal and snacks and the breakdown of your day is structured, you have a structure to work with, that's when your body composition changes in a positive way. So all these diets and the gimmicks and the cutting out and restricting actually usually leads to muscle mass going down and body fat going up. Now people will tell me, no, I look at me, I have muscle, you know? But when you jump on like a body composition assessment scale or you track your muscle percent and your body fat percent, diets and restrictions and gimmicks never lead to muscle mass going up. They always lead to visceral fat, which is your organ fat, and body fat going up. Because again, it's not something natural or beneficial for your quality of life. It's just something short term that will on the scale, because I have muscle weight with fat weight. Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, we're comparing it, your body might look a little bit different because you're losing muscle, but on the scale you'll see some weight going down and you'll be like, yeah, you're losing weight. But you're not actually understanding what weight you're actually losing.
Right.
And that's what's so important. And that's what people just tend to neglect during this time because they want the carnivore body.
The thing is,
I understand.
I think I asked you this question a time that we were engaged with a lunchtime doctor to define the difference between the visceral fat and muscle, you know, when you flex and you see all the bulging and stuff. Can you give the definition? Because, I mean, when you say that muscle mass deteriorating and the other one increasing, you want that, you want the pure muscle to come out, right? So let's discuss that. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Okay. So when it comes to like bodybuilding, I think that's a completely different type of body, right? Like when they want the muscles to show, I think they do a lot of
a lot of flexing things.
It's things that, you know, would make your skin, so the two types of fat that you mentioned, it's the subcutaneous is under the skin, and the visceral fat is the organ fat around the core of your body, so your heart, kidney, lungs, liver, all of your organs inside. The core of your body is your visceral. So the fat under the skin is not dangerous, but that's the one that, you know, even if it's there or not, if you're doing those shows and stuff like that, you definitely want that fat to be like
minimal,
completely non-existent. Yeah, so that you see the muscles through the skin. But in terms of like, you know, carnival body, I'm saying that fat is like, it will just be around the muscles, so it wouldn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so those, the dangerous one is the visceral. The one that's not dangerous is the fat under the skin, because that's just around your skin and your body. So that will more help with like insulation, in other words.
Right.
But the poor fat is what could actually create lifestyle diseases like pressure, sugar, cholesterol, create other health concerns long term. And that is the fact that I worry about when it comes to the gimmicks. And a lot of people just don't want to go on the scale because they don't want to be wrong. You know, like if they're gymming all the time and they're on this diet and they're like, yes, no, it works for me. I went on the scale and I'm seeing weight loss and I'm looking good.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't want truth, which is where you jump on the body composition scale or you do your own body composition assessment and you see the amount of fat in your body and you see the amount of muscle percent, you will notice that, hey, it's actually not leading to the body composition that you want. But visually, I mean, you can't see that. You can't see it just by looking at somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It's an internal view you'd have to get, in other words.
Well, I mean, for that type of test to be done, obviously we'd have to come to your office to get it done. But is there, like, for those who can't access it, is there a way to test these things so you have an idea of what the composition is?
Well, I think the scale is sold in Trinidad and Tobago. It's the body composition assessment scale, BIA machine.
Mm-hmm.
So I first used it when I was in university doing my degree. They taught us many different measures when it comes to measuring your muscles and body fat, if we do any, because it was like an athletic kind of course.
Mm-hmm.
So besides that, I mean, there's pinching of the skin and measuring that with the scapula. There's just taking your measuring tape and measuring waist circumference and all of that, but it still would never tell you the internal. Mm-hmm. It will just give you again the external. So the main difference with the scale is that it sends a little electrical impulse to your body. You don't feel it. It's non-invasive. You don't feel anything. You just step on the scale and you know water absorbs electricity different to muscle and fat and bone. So it gives you that readout based on that. But I think, I mean, Amazon has it, and also I think it is sold in different stores. And there's one that you could hold with your hands. I think people have that in the gym too sometimes. But it doesn't give such a detailed readout. It just kind of gives your BMI and...
Yeah, because I'm now about to ask you if that is the difference between BMI and what you're describing. Because I always thought, you know, BMI would give you the indication of what's happening inside. And the tape measure is what gives you what's happening on the outside.
Right. No, so BMI is appropriate weight for height. So it has nothing to do with your body composition. It's just to do with your weight. So you could have a lot of muscles and very low body fat, but then your BMI could be high.
Right?
Or you could have a lot of body fat and very low muscle and be, you know, small, like you look small, and you could be in your BMI range for a healthy BMI. But then your body composition is not healthy. You have quite a lot of visceral fat and you have a lot of lifestyle diseases.
Now, you see, confusing that you do. It makes you like want to just not try at all because, you know.
No, because you see, again, there's a lot of misinformation out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very happy that you're bringing it up so we could clarify it. Because again, how would you know?
Yeah.
There's no way that you would know what's the truth and what's not the truth, because anybody could write an article online. Anybody could just say things without value and people will just gobble up the information. Because
listen to me.
Nobody.
It's so scary, especially when you're making that reference. Well, let's take a short break, and when we come back, we will go back to the difference that we were talking about with BMI and the BS. Am I saying it correctly?
BIA.
All right.
Composition.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Attention, horse racing enthusiasts. Arima Race Club is about to burst into life Saturday, January 25th at Santa Rosa Park Arima. Get ready for six thrilling races starting at 12:30 p.m. Tune in to Freedom 106.5 FM for live coverage from pole to pole. The excitement doesn't stop there. Simulcast live streaming will transport you to exciting U.S. races, including Gulfstream Park in Florida, for the Pegasus World Cup with 13 races and a total purse in excess of $5 million. Don't miss the action.
Only ready to start this carnival season. Get ready to pump when the party starts.
The number one rated carnival entertainment show on CNC3.
Enjoy fet updates.
Pumping with the carnival stars.
Carnival history from Kaiso to Old Mass.
Get ready to sing what you like and think fast as you enjoy spontaneous moments with your favorite artists.
No one does party like us. So who's ready to pump when the party starts?
Friday nights at 8 p.m. with repeat shows on Sundays 5:15 p.m.
Tuesdays from 9 p.m. on CNC3.
Follow CNC3 social media and YouTube pages for weekly episodes and watch CNC3 newscasts for special features, because Carnival is we.
The party starts, brought to you by Alka-Seltzer Boost,
Linda's Bakery,
and Ansa Motors.
Attention, horse racing enthusiasts. Arima Race Club is about to burst into life on Saturday, January 25th at Santa Rosa Park Arima. Get ready for six thrilling races starting at 12:30 p.m. MBET is online, so you can call 800-4-BET to sign up and activate your account now to be a part of the action this Saturday. Tune in to Freedom 106.5 FM for live coverage from pole to pole. And guess what? Entry and parking are absolutely free. Bring the kids along. They'll have a blast with bouncy castles and pony rides.
This is The Human Impact on Freedom 106.5 FM. Speak your mind.
It's horse racing excitement. Get ready for six thrilling races at Santa Rosa Park Arima starting at 12:30 p.m. this Saturday, January 25th. Tune in to Freedom 106.5 FM for coverage from pole to pole. All right, so let's go back to the conversation with Miss Khan, where we're describing BEI and
BIA.
Lord have mercy. Yes, BIA BMI.
yes, you got it. Yeah, totally, it can be very confusing.
The thing is, these tools are what is essential to analyze the body and be able to create a plan to get to optimal health. But you were describing some scenarios there that just, you know, I myself saw it, it's frustrating. I might as well just, you know, not do anything at all. What kind of for us to really understand so we don't give up?
Right. So again, with the misinformation, just be very careful with where you get the information from and who you want to believe, because that is where it becomes very frustrating. When you hear a bunch of different things and everything is contradicting itself. So it's like, what do you believe? So just be very careful based on their background, what they know, and, you know, then you could pick on points. And also Google, you know, is available. Yes, it might have a lot of contradicting things, but you could always check there if you want to read proper articles and stuff like that. But in terms of healthy eating, right? So this is what it's not. So for the carnival season, this is what I don't want you to do, because I think a lot of people will do it because they want to achieve that body composition like really quickly, but your body looks, but honestly, it's not worth it long term. So again, it's up to you, but I would not skip breakfast. Breakfast is one of the most important meals of the day. Don't restrict in terms of like thinking roti is bad. Instead, just balance it with a vegetable.
Tomato, chocolate, so then you know, doubles. Reason why I bring it up doubles is because in the fats, it's like a favorite go-to, because it's quick and simple. You know?
Yes.
I mean, it have vegetables in it. If you like cucumber in it, does that count?
Yeah. Exactly. That's the thing, right? Doubles were so beautifully balanced. But because of costs and changes and all of these things, you don't really get the cucumber that you need. You know, like, you don't really get that cucumber. If they have it, you're lucky. And if you get sprinkle, you're lucky. So ideally, if you want to, just grab a cucumber from home
and go to the fat fitted. Really?
No, okay, at parties, no, like, obviously, you know, you're going to have to eat whatever they have available.
Yeah.
But that's just like, you know, that's for a few hours. You could balance the rest of your day if you know you're going to an event that's not going to have balanced options.
Mm-hmm.
So in the morning time, the best thing to do is to have your veggies the way that you like it and just do like, you know, your carbs and protein, whatever you want to do, but make sure that you have some veggies during the daytime. If the nighttime, you're going to not get the balance that you need, and that will definitely save you because you'll be way more full and satisfied. You won't have all these cravings where you're going to just overeat and binge and just feel sick the next day.
So and kind of just ruin the work that you're doing during the week. You know what crossed my mind when you were saying that? Remember, as we're talking specifically, carnival nutrition, you know, the hours that we tend to adhere to during the carnival season is late night into early morning. And you tend to find that you'll be consuming, for those who like alcohol, you'd be consuming that. You'd be consuming all the foods that are available in an all-inclusive fit. How do we choose the best options within those events so that you wouldn't regress in the work that you're doing during the day to make sure that you're, you know, fit and ready for the road?
Right. No, honestly, I have no idea how people do it. I need my bed. I need to sleep. I don't know how y'all do it. Honestly, you look great. But at the end of the day, at some point, you need sleep. But if you, like, when you're awake for that time, you must eat. So you must hydrate. Now, in between your alcohol, of course, you know, a lot of times they're not going to control their alcohol intake. But you could try to, like, space it out so you don't just, like, binge at one point and you don't toxify your body so that you don't, like, you know, feel sick. So just, like, space it out a little bit and in between, or add coconut water, whatever you want to do to make it a little bit more, you know, diluted. And have water. You see, we definitely neglect our hydration. So I definitely don't want anybody to not drink water when they're out there. Hydration is essential for your brains and your organs and your blood, your circulation, your skin. For you to blink, move, breathe, you need water to survive. Right?
Not chaser. So, water.
Yeah, water.
Not so chaser. I'm repeating it for the public to hear. Not chaser. Water.
Yes. In between, drink a bottle of water. Take a break. Take your breaks because that will save you. And it will help to filter all the toxins from your body. And, you know, you get rid of all of that water. The toxins from when you use the bathroom. It's all good. So hydration, very, very important. Make sure you drink. And, you know, if you're out for so many hours, also avoid the binge eating and try to just spread it out in the same way, like finger food throughout the night, small bites throughout the night. It's way better than just trying to gobble down something at one point and then you are going to feel upset. You are, you know.
What about the energy drinks that will, you know, that they consume to get you through to the next day? Energy drinks.
Yeah, boy, that one is real bad. I don't know. That
and then the energy drinks as chaser.
Yeah, I know I say all foods fit, right? But, oh gosh, that one is very difficult. Because the energy drinks, we don't drink it in the way that's recommended. Like, if you read the serving size on that thing, nobody's going to drink half a can or anything like that. So it's difficult because that has a lot of caffeine in it. And it will increase your heart rate. And it will put you at risk for other issues. So, yeah, I mean, spreading it out is best to trying your best to. So, okay, the best way to do it, you start off with your water. Ideal magical world, right? You start off with your water. You have your little snacks and you take a drink, right? And then you party, whatever, dancing and all kind of thing. And then you go back again. And if you say, okay, well, you're getting tired and you want a little boost, you drink like, you could drink the energy drink, right? If you want to. And then you go back again. Water, little treat, alcohol. And you throughout the night, you kind of just space it out so you don't you try your best not to overdo it so that it doesn't become so toxic to your liver and your kidneys and your body.
Mm-hmm.
I know people say, oh, well, after, I'll recover after. But that after, I mean, oh gosh, that's very difficult to recover from the damage afterwards. Because
mm-hmm.
again, it's what you do at that point that matters. So trying to space it out and making sure that you alternate and you don't just have drink after drink after drink after drink and then food after food after food after
mm-hmm.
food and then energy drink after energy drink. Don't do it like that. Space it out and like alternate so you put less pressure on your organs, and you know, I think that will help you to have a way more enjoyable time with all your partying and all of that.
All right. So just to give an idea of what damage can be done from a routine like that, what are some of the organs that are more than likely to receive that damage from that kind of treatment?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So a lot of people, too, don't really understand that lifestyle diseases are very common and you don't get signs and symptoms for them. So anytime someone comes to me and they want to lose weight and want to do, you know, get a better body composition, I always ask them, have you checked your pressure? Have you checked your sugar? Have you checked your cholesterol? Because you don't get signs and symptoms. And sometimes when they check it, it's high. And you would not know. And usually when you go to the doctor and you're not well or something like that, and they check it, it's a random diagnosis. Like, it's a random day. And it's like, hey, you know, you're actually diabetic. Or, you know, look, you actually have high blood pressure.
Mm.
But your cholesterol is elevated. So again, you have to be very careful with lifestyle diseases, and all of your organs are being affected, but specifically more your liver.
liver and kidneys.
Your liver. Yes, liver and kidneys. And you know, when you have, it puts you at risk for like your acidity in your blood going up. And you know, if you have gout, it's not a good thing to drink all this alcohol because it will make it 10 times worse. So it will form like a lot of, oh, sorry, buddy noise in the background. Trucks passing on the road. So yeah.
So carnival like happening by you already? That's a music truck passing?
But yeah, long-term effects would be like a lot of damage to the kidneys and the liver specifically. And you know, when you form crystals in your joints, it's very, very, very painful.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that is would get 10 times worse if you don't prioritize your eating habits and hydration and, you know, not binging when it comes to your partying. Because you could still go out there and you could still have a good time, but you don't have to, like, do it the wrong way in terms of drinking, eating,
mm-hmm.
eating.
Mm-hmm.
Caffeine, you know, going on energy drinks throughout the whole night. Like, space it out and drink your water and in between and make sure that you balance at least the daytime. So at night, whenever you get those unbalanced snacks and stuff, you're still all right. Your cravings would be under control and you would feel less likely to binge, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'd like to thank you so much, Ms. Khan, for coming in and giving us those tips. Any closing remarks still? I mean, we could probably get to your business. For those who, for a more realistic plan with the time left leading up to carnival.
I mean, honestly, healthy living is like a long-term goal and it's all about investing in your health. So we have many different courses and programs. Mm-hmm. My consultancy is virtual, so you could always WhatsApp 480-5380 or you could check us out at 98 Kearney Savannah Road, Charleville. You could just type in DDS, D-I-D-I apostrophe S on Google Maps or Waze. But at the end of the day, during this time, I really want you to try your best not to restrict, to have a breakfast. You know, mm-hmm. and if you're worried, we do have specials where everything is low calorie. We don't have gluten and everything's eggless, no added sugar, high fiber at DD's anyway. So if you're worried and you want to have like more nutritious options, you could definitely head over. We do deliveries as well.
Mm-hmm.
But have breakfast. Make sure you stay hydrated. Try your best to not restrict and just understand that you have to just create a better colorful plate.
All right.
And that will at least help you to have a healthy body composition.
Well, you know what I almost forgot, though? When we do have the nutritious intake, our immune system, we have to boost that up as well.
Right.
Any last tips to boost the immune system? Because you know when everybody converges for carnival, everything else is going to come with them. So,
yes.
Yeah, one or two tips just for that.
Right. So herbal tea is really great, and that's why I invested in them, like the real teas, and having that with honey. Now, honey has antibacterial, antiviral properties, and that's including herbal tea, because I know we are tea people too. Like, a lot of people love tea. Drinking tea every day is great. Having honey with lime or lemon is amazing, because that will give you vitamin C and boost your immune system one time. And also just making sure you have your favorite fruits and veggies. That's it. That's what balance is all about. Yes, all right. Every single day. Keep it colorful.
All right, Ms. Campbell, we hope we could speak again. Thanks so much.
Yes, it was fun. Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.